Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Friday, April 16th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. The Treasury Department revealed Thursday that Russia did hack American government networks during the 2016 election. Well, duh. Now the U.S. will escalate sanctions against the Russian government. This finding went even farther than Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation in connecting the dots between the Kremlin and the Trump campaign. Basically, the probe found that then-candidate Donald Trump hired Paul Manafort to run his campaign, who then asked Rick Gates to come aboard. The pair then gave an old colleague, Konstantin Khilemnik, internal campaign polling and strategy information. Khilemnik then handed it to Russian intelligence officials. Previous reports confirmed that Khilemnik was a Russian spy, but Thursday's statement confirmed, for the first time, what he did with the campaign's polling information. He promoted Ukraine as the 2016 campaign meddler, not Russia. It took a long time to connect the dots because, reportedly, Khilemnik was not interviewed by Mueller, and Manafort lied about the affair. It's still unclear whether Trump knew about the sharing of information and what Russia did with it. A transgender woman was shot and killed Thursday in a Charlotte, North Carolina hotel room. Her death was the second murder of a transgender sex worker in the city this month. According to local news outlets, Charlotte police said the two shooting murders are very similar, but there's not enough evidence to confirm a link. Police have urged members of the LGBTQ+ community, particularly those who are sex workers, to be extremely cautious in the coming days. Well, ain't this some shit? Remember Kyle Rittenhouse, the bratty teenager accused of murdering two police brutality protesters in Wisconsin last year? Well, according to data from a Christian crowdfunding site, police officers and public officials have been throwing financial support behind Rittenhouse. The teenager was notorious for being a rifle-toting, Blue Lives Matter fanatic and Trump loyalist. He became something of a hero to MAGA when he was charged with murder for allegedly killing two people who were demonstrating against racist police brutality in the wake of the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Apparently, that praise for Rittenhouse translated into cash. One payment reportedly came from a sergeant in Virginia who wrote a message to Rittenhouse saying, quote, "Thank you for your courage. You've done nothing wrong." What? Some Michigan parents seem to think that their kids should be able to attend school without wearing face masks. As a matter of fact, it's a top priority. Reportedly, dozens of maskless parents attended a school board meeting on Thursday at Hudsonville High School to demand that rules requiring kids to wear masks at school should be revoked. Due to capacity limits, most of the parents could not even get into the meeting, which made them even angrier. Videos showed some of them banging on the doors to the meeting room and chanted, quote, "Let us in, let us in." Eventually, the parents were asked by security to leave. One mom told reporters she's concerned about mask wearing at school, which she said is, quote, "physically not healthy." I wonder if these parents are just as concerned about their kids getting a decent education in science and facts. Meanwhile, Michigan is in the middle of an overwhelming coronavirus surge with, by far, the highest rate of new infections of any state. Remember the disaster that was known as the Fyre Festival? Well, nearly 4 years after the music event was supposed to take place, ticket holders will be awarded with more than $7,000 each in a $2 million class action lawsuit. The settlement is still pending approval and the total amount could be lower, but the lead attorney representing the suit seems to be pretty happy with the outcome. It is estimated that ticket holders pay between $1,000 to $12,000 for the event after being promised a luxury partying experience in the Bahamas with A-list celebrities, catering, and exclusive concerts. Instead, the event was canceled on the morning it was supposed to start, after many ticket holders had already arrived. That's all for this week. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hold up. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.